What? So Jean-Hubert,
yes.
Now here we are in Venice.
Yes.
Your last work at the Venice Biennale is, of course, working with Christian Boltanski on the French Pavilion.
Yeah.
How did it happen? Did you propose him, or how does the selection for the French Pavilion happen?
Well, the principle or the theory is that the French institution in charge of it is nominating an artist and the artist chooses a curator. Actually, there is a committee that decides about the artist, and then the artist chooses the curator. In fact, there are some background talks before.
Yeah, you worked with Christian before, of course.
Oh, he's a very old friend.
Very old friend. So what was it like preparing the Biennale with Christian? Because obviously...
I was just telling him before, it was probably my easiest curator job in my life, because he knew perfectly what he wanted. He knew where to go. He was very precise. He made all the decisions very much in advance, so that, because it was a very new piece for him also, it was something he had never done before. He wanted it to be checked as soon as possible, and so the production was very much ahead. We tested the piece last winter in Paris, and then, you know, this thing with the engines and all that stuff.
Could you tell our listeners something about this piece in particular? Because you are absolutely right. It is something quite new for Christian.
Yeah.
There are elements in it, like the photographs, the possibility of seeing one person as many. This is something that has always been part of his work. But there is something new in this piece.
There are many things new, actually. I would say, first of all, the general feeling of the environment is quite different from what he has done in many exhibitions before, because he was used to work with shadow, with something quite dark, with dark environments, very little light, and here it's the contrary. It's the full light, or even if there are these screens, it's sort of moucharabié under the roof. It's a very open and lit ambiance. And then he has done this enormous scaffolding in the main room, where there is a ribbon driven by several engines, which makes hundreds of faces of little Polish babies go through the space.
So, and these people are Polish babies?
Polish babies.
Because his background is originally Polish, right?
No. His father and grandfather were Russian.
Russian, I see. Okay.
No, it's just nothing with his family. It's just because he got years ago a newspaper from Poland, where every weekend they publish the faces of the newborn babies. So he got that, he had a stock of that in his studio, and he decided to use them. But this is also new. It's not dead people.
Yes.
But newborns.
Yes.
This is completely different. The light is completely different. This engine and this movement is also something he's never done before. So you see, there are many things that differ from his previous work. And he says, I'm not absolutely sure that everybody feels like that, but he says it's an optimistic work. I mean, he sees it nevertheless as a figure, an image of human reproduction. And he says he always has these concerns with, for every human being, what is universal and what is specific to any individual. And here actually he says, well, any individual cannot be replaced, but human reproductions made that we are all reproduced, actually. So this is a new statement in his work, right. Also.
What about those two chambers, both one on the left and one on the right? Both have the digital numbers that are constantly moving.
Yeah, these are the numbers of born babies in the world within a day, and on the other side, the people who die in the world within a day. And there is an internet site that gives this number. We are connected with that. And it goes to, at midnight, it starts at zero again. And of course, there are many more births than deaths in a day.
There is also an interactive element in the exhibition, correct?
Yeah, because the exhibition is called Chance. And the idea is about the chance that is given to one individual compared to the mass of people. And this is why in the scaffolding, this moving ribbon with all these faces, it stops every 8 minutes, and then one face, that is one baby, is chosen. And is chosen means something special will happen in his life,
that.
But this is metaphorical or philosophical in terms of chance. But there is a real physical chance, what could say, that is in the back. There is this face which is made of three stripes, the eyes, the nose, and the mouth. And the about 100 faces are constantly mixed, and they run very fast. But there is a button, and you can push the button and stop this movement. And usually you have a sort of totally hybrid face or even monstrous face suffering. But if you have a chance, one out of 10,000, you get a real face, an existing face where the three parts correspond to a real person. And then you win the piece. But you win it only once.
Only once.
There's a big music, ba 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 ba, and it stops.
And the winner is announced on the website, or it's
and
announced
then
with the pavilion? Or?
Yeah, well, it's announced, but the guards know, and then they take his name, but he wins the piece. But you can play also, afterwards you can play it again, and maybe, we don't know, maybe there will be only one person doing the whole exhibition, maybe 10. This is totally chance. And then the other one can win, but they don't win something physical. But there is also a website where you can play the same game. And then every winner gets a little gift from Boltanski, a small work through the mail.
So for how long have you been now in Venice?
1 week.
1 week. What's your general impression of the Venice Biennale? Have you had an opportunity to see some other works?
Yeah, sure. It's as usual. I've seen many, and there are a few good works. There are many average ones, and
tell me three good ones.
Hirschhorn Pavilion is very good, I think. And then, another piece which is already very well known is the Marclay, Christian Marclay piece with the clock.
With Arsenal.
I think, in Arsenal is a very good piece.
And the third one?
Would be, I will mention one which is not about aesthetics or quality of the work, but because it's a very moving one, is the Egyptian artist who shot films during the whole revolution in Cairo and died and was shot during the manifestations, and the Egyptian pavilion shows this film he has made during 30 days on the Tahrir Square, and then together with some films he has made as artwork.
And when you look at all other things that happen next to Biennale, all these special pavilions like Prada, for example, and so on, what do you think of all of that sort of novelty that has been going on for some time, that major collectors come to Venice during the Biennale and give an opportunity for visitors also to see what's happening not only on the public side where the museums and curators are doing, but what's also happening on the private side when the collectors are collecting for the public to see?
I think this is all good. The more things there are, the better it is. What's fantastic with Venice is it is one of the oldest biennales in the world.
It was 1895, I think, when it was founded, right?
Exactly, something like
and
that.
And the pavilion started in 1905.
Well, beginning of the
1905
of the 20th century, yeah. And what's really fantastic is the fact that art of today is really taken into account by a very large number of people, and you see that here. I mean, each Biennale there are more people. It's becoming a little bit difficult even to move because there are so many, but it's okay. And the more interest there is for art, the better it is. And so the fact that not only, well, let's say the market side is present, or the museum side, but now the collector side, well, gives this sort a choice to the public to see different points of view, different selections, different aesthetics, and they can choose.
What's your next move?
My next move is an exhibition in Hobart, Tasmania, in a new museum called Museum of Old and New Art. It's a private museum which just opened in January, and I organized an exhibition there.
Well, thank you very much. This has been a wonderful opportunity. It's always a pleasure to see you. Thank you.
Thank you.